blessings to everyone of you, wherever you're watching from. This is Prophet Chukwuemeka Emmanuel King with a very important message for you all. God bless you and God do for you what you're going to do for yourself. Alright, so there's something that has been going through my mind. There's a lot of things that have been running through my mind that I've been having this conversation with the Holy Spirit of God, and the Lord has been explaining a lot of things to me. Because so one way or the other, the Lord speaks to me in different forms. Like, I was meditating on a certain word, and the Lord brought to my attention this verse, and I think it's a verse that we have heard, but most of us are finding it hard to actually comprehend what it actually means. Now, the book of Mark 11:24 says something important. It said, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them." He said, whatever you desire, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them. Now, God is saying that whatever we pray for, however big we think it is, but the moment we pray for that, we should believe that we have received it. And for us to trust God and know that we have received it, then we'll have it. That is, the moment you pray, before you end your prayer, you have received whatever you have been praying for. Just follow me. Now, an important verse says something important. He said, "For we are not of this world, but we are in this world." The moment you become a born again, you no longer become a citizen of the country you are in currently. You become an ambassador for the kingdom of God. That means God, that's why the Bible says, "Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you." So God doesn't want you to care for yourself even. He wants you to trust Him. That's how much He loves you. He wants you to trust Him completely. If He could provide for the birds of the earth and for the animals on the ground, how much more you, whom He created with His own image? How much more you, whom He died for? So you are of great importance to God. But I want you to follow me now. Now, why did Jesus Christ say that when you pray, believe whatever you are praying for, and believe that you have received it and you have received it? Because He says something important, that God doesn't want you to think like you're in this earth. God doesn't want us to walk with the imagination that we're on earth. God wants us to see things the way He sees things. When Jesus said you are healed, He sees that you are healed, because you know that by His stripe we were healed. So God is trying to tell you that, see, I know you're on earth, but operate like you are in heaven. How do I know how the heaven works? Whenever you want anything, I believe whenever you want anything in heaven, I want the car up here. Because God can provide according to His riches and glory. And God created everything. What does it cost God to give you a car? He could just say, "A car should appear to appear." You are His son. It pleases Him. I've not seen a father that has $100 billion, $100 trillion in their account, and their son asks for a car of $1 million, and they'll be like, "No, I'm not giving you a car." No, God will give it to you. In heaven, whatever you want, it comes. Because God wants you to be happy. Whatever you think of, God gives it to you. In fact, as a matter of fact, whatever you think your heart, God provides for you. I believe in the realm of the spirit that this is how it works. And I know that is how it works. If you say, "I'm hungry," food comes. "I want to take mango," mango comes. The moment you say it, it happens. That is the belief we have. Now, whenever I call you on the phone, I believe that the call will go through. I have that confidence in me that it will go through. That is the same thing God wants you to have. He said, whenever you ask and pray, believe that that thing you are asking for has reached me. And believe that I've responded to you. It's only on this earth that we want to see to believe. God is saying, just believe without seeing it. That is how it works in heaven. Whatever you want, speak it, it comes to pass. That is how God wants it. He said, "You shall decree your word shall come to pass, whatever you want, speak it," because you're no longer an ambassador. Imagine you as an ambassador. You are sent. Imagine if I'm ambassador of the United States and I'm here in Nigeria. Whatever I want, I call to you. I call the US and they send it to me. But the thing is that where God operates, there is no time. God is not conformed or controlled by time. But here on earth, we are being controlled by time. Follow me. Here on earth, we are conformed by time. But God is trying to tell you, do not see. I know the system of this world is slow, but trust me. That's why He says something important. Let's go to the book of Romans 12, verse 2. He says something important, and I really want to read it out. He said, do not conform to the pattern of this world. The pattern of this world says you must see before you believe. But the pattern of God is saying believe without seeing. So God is saying, do not be conformed by the pattern of this world. Don't let this pattern of this world to change who you are. In the pattern of this one, when I say I want the car, it takes a while before it comes. But whereas when I say, Father, I need a car, the car has happened. Now you may be asking me, why does it take time when you say, I believe, and you pray, Father, I need a financial breakthrough, I need a job, and it takes weeks or 3 weeks or a month later. It is not God that is delaying it, it's just that the system of the world is slow to God. In heaven, there is no night, there is no day, every time is constant, because God operates in now. There is nothing like, it is night, let us go and sleep. The Bible said that he never sleeps nor slumbers, so God never sleeps. And the Bible never even mentioned that in heaven there is darkness, there is no darkness, there is constant light. Because in God, there is no shadow. So God is complete light. So everything about God is light. Now the Bible said that we are the light of this world. Because in heaven, there is no darkness. Darkness has no place in heaven. And that's why the Bible said that there is no shadow in him. In him, there is no shadow. Praise the Lord Jesus. If you follow me, this is going to change your entire life. Just follow me. Hold on to this teaching. Understand it. Something's going to happen to you. So, in heaven, I say, I want a car. The car comes immediately. Now, on earth, when you say, Father, I need a car. I'm using a car, for example. Father, I need a car. The car has been released in the realm of the spirit. But God is going to be looking for someone he's going to use to present you that car. God might be able to speak to Emmanuel, there's a son of mine, I want you to sow a seed of car to the person, or dash him a car, or give him $1 million to get a car. The man might resist. He said, no, I can't do that, I beg, I don't want to do that. So because the man is resisting, it is causing a delay to you. Then God will search for somebody else who will do that. Hey, you, give my son, there is my son called Emeka. The moment you say, so, but because of the system of this world, the system of this world is slow. So God keeps searching for your heart. He searches this heart, give this guy a car. He said no, it's not for your heart. So when God can find someone that will help you, God will start raising someone. Let me tell you, we are the key to other people's success, but through God. You can pray for money. Money will not just come and appear in your account, although God can do that. You can see sometimes, you just notice that maybe you withdraw money, you just go, some people have testified, miracle and lie, they went to ATM, put ATM and withdraw some money that was never in their account. That is just God blessing you. That is just blessing you. And if the bank goes to give an account, they will not even notice that was a withdrawal. That is just one way of God doing. It's called supernatural supply. That's another way God blesses people. So go pay attention to this, because I really want you to understand it. So, because of the system of this world, God has to find someone to bless you with. We call them the destiny helpers. God has to find someone to help you in the situation you are in. But if that person is not willing to yield to the Holy Ghost, then it delays. God might keep telling you. Why some people will say, I've been meaning to give you this money, but every time I think about it, find out, forget it. I've been meaning to send you $10,000, but I keep forgetting. Now you have asked for that $10,000 3 weeks ago. But the person keep forgetting, or the devil keep occupying that person. And God is saying, send this boy money. And it's delayed. So it is not God. God has answered the prayer, but somebody whom God wants to use is the one delaying it. How many times have you said you want to go to the orphanage, but you keep postponing? What is happening? Because God has said that you should go to the orphanage and be a blessing to them, but you keep postponing. You are the one delaying those children's blessings. God has placed it in your heart. He has provided you with the finance. You have the finance, but you just couldn't make up time to go. Are you following me? A man of God can meet you and say, there is a young brother in your house, there's somebody, your neighbor, help him. That give him a job, or meet that your neighbor, help him with whatever way you can help him. You will go back home, you start wondering, why will I help this neighbor? That moment you're wondering that, you are delaying that. And then you now say, God, why not? The young man will be praying, God, why haven't you answered my prayer? Whereas God has answered the prayer, but the process of earth is delaying that prayer from being manifested immediately. That is why when you pray, always pray for those that God is going to use to be that blessing to you. Praise the Lord Jesus. So he said, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do you know how you'll be able to operate in faith? You got to constantly renew your mind. I am the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my pillar. In him I live. In him I move. In him I exist. In him I find my being. As I'm saying this, I'm renewing my mind. Now, the mind here they're talking about is your normal mind. It has to do with your thinking. When you renew your mind constantly, you renew your spirit man. When you study, it doesn't go straight to the spirit, it goes to your mind. Your mind is where emotion, thinking, and everything happens. So it goes to your mind. From your mind, then it connects your spirit being. There's some books you'll be reading, you find your spirit man excited about it. You find your mind picking it straight up. and you find yourself hungering to do something miraculous. So I hope you understand this. So it is not God that is slow. God can never be slow. The moment you ask, believe it. Just your own, play your own part. Believe. Okay, Father, I need financial breakthrough, Lord. I have an investment I want to invest, and this is going to yield good returns. Please help me, Lord, in this investment. I know you can provide all things. Provide for me that I may be able to provide for others. Thank you, for I know you have provided for me. Thank you, Jesus. Then you start acting because you know that God has provided for you. You start looking for, okay, which company will I invest this money to? Who will I help? You start writing it because you believe, you know that God has done it. Now you're looking for people you're going to help. I'm going to help you. You write a list of what you want to do with the money, even when you have nothing, but you know it has come. The only thing that happens, you just have to wait on God. For though it may tarry, but it shall surely come to pass. So now you have to just wait. Who is God going to use? And the person God is going to use, are they going to respond fast enough? So now you start interceding for that person. Father, whoever you're going to use for this blessing, Father, I pray that that person yield to your Holy Spirit. I pray that that person yield to your Holy Spirit. Because when they yield, it happens fast. I hope this teaching has been a blessing to you. I hope this thing has been a blessing to you. So that is how God operates. God doesn't want you to think you're on earth. He wants you to know you're on earth, but he wants you to know that you are from heaven. And in heaven, whatever we ask, we receive. So you need to operate in that dimension. Today is third of June. I was ministering in my church today. You know, if you're in Anambra State, it rained today, and those of you in my church, I was ministering. It was about to rain. I said, Father, hold this rain till we are done for the service. And the rain, it was like it stopped, it hooked. Immediately the service was over, we ended, it came down heavily. Heavily. I've done this severally. I don't always say, Father, take away this rain. No, I always say, Father, hold it, because I know somebody else somewhere needs this rain. Because as you're saying, hold it, someone is praying, Father, I need this rain. So I say, hold it till I'm done with your work that I'm doing. I can't be playing football and say, Father, hold this rain, so I'll play football. No, I'm ministering. And God knows that his children need to hear what I'm preaching. So, and if the rain is falling, it's going to be like a destruction to them. I said, Father, please hold it till we are done. Then you can send out the rain, because the rain is a blessing. And this is the season of the rain. So when you pray, you need to pray according to the will of God. Joshua asked the sun to stand still. He stood still. Why? Because he was doing the work of God. You don't just command things for just glory, for your own fun. No. God has given you the power to control nature. But remember that nature has its own course to play. So you play with it and you command and it happens. But you still allow it to have its natural course. I believe this has been a blessing to you, because it has been a blessing to me as well. And this is the message I preach today in the church. So if you're in the church and you watch this message, just rewatch this video again. It's going to help you to understand even more in depth on what I'm talking about. So God bless you. Thank you for everyone of you that have been supporting the ministry by sharing our videos, by leaving your comments and praying for us, by your financial supports. And God will keep increasing you. God will keep doing for you what you're going to do for yourself. God loves you. I love you too. Shalom.